London and Brussels said Tuesday that their new sanctions would focus on Moscow's shadow fleet of oil tankers and financial companies that helped Russia avoid the impact of other punitive measures imposed over the war. The armed conflict began when Russia launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. Europe's new sanctions were announced without corresponding steps from Washington, despite lobbying from leaders of European nations for the Trump administration to join them. The measures were agreed upon a day after US President Donald J. Trump spoke to his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin. While Trump said Putin had agreed on more talks, he did not win a promise from Russia for a ceasefire in Ukraine. And Ukraine's Air Force, said Russia, launched more than 100 drones into Ukraine following the conclusion of the Trump-Putin phone call. While most were apparently shot down or otherwise neutralized, damage was still reported in four Ukrainian regions. Russia's defense ministry said its forces shot down 8 Ukrainian drones overnight. With patience running out in Europe, the EU and Britain decided to act, suggested EU foreign policy chief Kaja Kallas.
So first on Ukraine, I think it is important, as we have all said, 27 of us, that there has to be full and unconditional ceasefire. Ukraine has already agreed to this 60 days or more than 60 days ago. And we have agreed that if Russia does not agree, what we saw yesterday, then we will put more pressure. So we will agree on the 17th package of sanctions today, but we continue on working on the next strong package of sanctions to put more pressure on Russia so that they would also want peace.
The leaders of Britain, France, Germany and Poland had already traveled to Kiev earlier this month, saying they had new sanctions against Russia ready to go. European leaders then phoned Trump on the eve of his call with Putin, urging him to join them in imposing stricter measures. Tuesday's decision to pursue sanctions outside the US came as EU foreign affairs and defense ministers met in Brussels to discuss support for Ukraine. Yet US President Trump says he still believes there is a good chance of peace between Ukraine and Russia to end a war that is thought to have killed and injured over 1 million people. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos, reporting.